We come today to the end of the Christmas season. You can finally take all of your decorations down. And it's fitting that the church ends the Christmas season with the feast of the baptism of the Lord, because it continues the theme of the manifestation of the glory of Christ. Like Epiphany, like the Nativity. All of these things point to the glory of Jesus Christ. And so what do we celebrate today? Surely this manifestation. But it goes further than that. Now far be it from me to explain the entirety of this mystery in one short homily. I don't think I'll manage to do that over all the homilies I give on this through my entire life. But nevertheless, there's a bit here to work with, so we'll focus on three things today. The first that I mentioned, of course, is that this is a manifestation of Jesus' glory. He is revealed here very specifically as the Son of God. This is my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. The Son of God, one so closely united to God as to be able to call him Father, one who knows God's will and who does it. Now, over time, the full meaning of Jesus' identity as Son will gradually be revealed, and the church will gradually come to understand the fullness of what that means. But here, in the Jordan River, we nevertheless can't help but notice that Jesus' glory in all of this is the glory of God. It is God's glory that shines upon him, the glory of his Father. His glory is God's glory. Already, there is a hint of his divinity contained in this mystery. And we now know, of course, that this is because he is divine. The glory of the Father is the glory of the Son, because they share the same nature, not just in the way that all of us share human nature as a category, as we being individual instances of a category, but rather that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit share divinity singularly amongst themselves, the divine nature being such that its unity and its singularity is part of its very definition. The three persons of the Trinity are not three individual participants in the category of God. That would make them into three gods, which they are not. They are one, and yet they are three. That's a mystery I could definitely never fully parcel out, but it is illustrated here in a way. In this scene in the River Jordan, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit all manifested, but in a way that nobody at the time can fully comprehend yet. But there is another time when they are all manifested, though their Son is hidden a little more so in the telling. And it's at the very beginning of the Scriptures. Indeed, the baptism of Christ in the Jordan River can be seen as a reworking of the very scene of creation itself, as described in the first chapter of Genesis. We have the river, the Jordan, water. The earth, the formless earth, in the beginning of the Scriptures is described as the deep, the waters. It says the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. And water in ancient Near Eastern religion and culture is a symbol of chaos, of disorder. You'd think that a desert culture would value water greatly and revere it. But the fact of the matter is that when it rains in a desert, it floods torrentially. And you can die if you're not paying attention. And the ocean, of course, has long been both revered and feared as a source of great power that man can never comprehend or conceive of controlling. So the water is the primordial chaos, the raw potential out of which God brought form and order. And he did so by speaking to it. We know his first words, "Let there be light." The Father speaks his word into the chaos. And we know from the beginning of the Gospel of John that the Word was God, that Jesus Christ is the eternal Word of the Father. The Son is the Word spoken into the chaos. In another part of the New Testament, it says that through him all things were made. He is the Word that brought order and meaning to the nothingness that existed apart from God. His word was spoken into the chaos. Christ descends into the waters of the Jordan. And the Spirit of God, as it once moved over the surface of the deep at the beginning of all things, now descends again on the waters of the Jordan to rest over the word of God that has been spoken into it. God is recreating his fallen creation. It is appropriate that the mission of Jesus Christ, his public ministry, begins here, in this reworking of his first mission, in his creation of the world. The first chaos was void and lacking in form. It was raw potential. But God's word entered and gave it order. The second chaos was disorder, a loss of form, lawlessness, sin. It was action but misoriented, distorted. And so God's word entered it and healed the wound. He recreated it anew. And so we can read in our second reading that he delivered us from all lawlessness. He restored order. And our participation in this restoration comes through the third point of this mystery, that is, the establishment of the sacrament of baptism. Even though John the Baptist baptizes Jesus, Jesus has no need to be cleansed from any sin. He is perfect. He is the remedy. So the water does not baptize Jesus. It is Jesus who baptizes the water. The water is poured over him, but really it is he who is entering the water. He, the Word, poured into the waters so that the waters might then be fit to be poured over us for the cleansing of sin. And so just as Jesus begins his public mission with his baptism, so too do we begin our mission in this world when we are baptized. We become his sons and daughters. Jesus hallowed the waters for baptism, and so we are washed in it as the Trinity is invoked, as the image of his baptism is invoked, as the image of the creation of the world is invoked. We, when we are baptized, are brought back to the Jordan, there with Christ. And we become what he already was, God's sons and daughters, adopted not by nature, but true sons and daughters nevertheless. Because Christ was baptized first, because he who had no need of it made those waters holy, those waters can make us holy through the power of the same God who was manifest on that day on the banks of the Jordan. Let us give thanks for this great mystery as we enter back into ordinary time, counted time, the time before Lent, so that we may respond with proper reverence and gratitude for the gift of adoption we have been given, and that we may faithfully live out our part in Christ's mission in our lives. In the light of all of our baptisms, we will do the creed today in the form of the baptismal renunciation of sin and profession of faith. The response is, I do. Do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Made children of God by baptism, we raise up our prayers in confidence for all who are in need.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, all bishops, priests, deacons, and all the Church, that we may grow in holiness as baptized members of Christ's body, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For peaceful and equitable sharing of the precious resources of water throughout the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all Christians, as we begin this week of prayer for Christian unity later this week, may we acknowledge our common baptism and find ways to work together as one body in Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who work with adults and children preparing for baptism, and for those who minister to the parents preparing for baptism of their infants, that they may be blessed in passing on their faith and wisdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are going to confirmation retreat this weekend, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the sick and the dying, and for those who care for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who have died, for Mary Ann Affleck, for all who will die today, and for Bill Sala, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who are gathered at this Eucharistic